And I was brought up where you were.
And we're really not that old. We're not really decrepit.
No.
It was just the difference in the raising of the parents' viewpoint, teaching to the children, I think.
You find some teachers or some people advocating that teachers to create a good atmosphere in the classroom have kids call them by their first name.
Yeah, they think it. Now Cecil Miles said it seems that you know me more personally. Mm-hmm. You're closer to me, it seems.
I guess that all depends on the person who's being called, whether he can handle it or not.
Well, yes, I don't know, but if you're a doctor, I think you should be called doctor.
Yeah.
Now, I play with Dr. Youngblood, did his fine man. I say, hey, Doc, you know. Mm-hmm. I say, that was a beautiful shot, Doc.
Is he a boyhood friend, Banjo?
No, I just met him last few years. He came from over in South Carolina. He's a South Carolina boy. Over around Liberty, South Carolina.
You were telling me one time you, don't you know a banker?
Oh, yeah, Bill Flood. He's one of my best friends.
Didn't you grow up with him?
Well, no, in the last 10, 12, 15 years.
What, church work?
Yeah, church. I met him through the church.
What bank's he with?
He's CNS. I appreciate that plug. Yeah. First night. You know, the original owner of this house that you're living in right here now, that you own, was owned by a banker.
No, I didn't know.
George Wise.
He must have really moved
fine up the world. He's living in Ashwood Trail now and is president of the First National Branch on Shamlin Industrial Boulevard there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Huh. Fine man. Ruth and George Wise. Fine people. All good people. I was Paul Barrett with her mother here not long ago.
I figured they moved up in the world, then moved out of my house. Oh, well.
Oh, Charles, this is a nice little place.
Oh, I know it is.
Idea.
You walk the streets around here and not worry about it, I think.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is to think of the people that would like to have this that don't have any. Yeah. You know, I know you would not be in this grade. If you didn't have ambitions, you never would go up the ladder, would you?
No, I guess not. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to have ambitions.
I question.
I think
overweening ambition.
I honestly think that was my worst weakness.
What, like
that? I didn't have enough ambition.
Well,
go up high.
Yeah,
I think that you have to set a goal and work toward that goal.
But don't you think a lot of people make themselves unhappy by?
You can. You can make yourself and your whole family.
And they get themselves and yet, out of what yet they're good at.
And yet, sometimes I wonder if you don't make your family unhappy when you don't have enough. When they think that you may not have enough.
But I think a lot of things balance out.
Well, I think if you're... Now, I enjoy life.
Yeah.
I don't have much. But I love people, and I thank the Lord for what I do have. And I enjoy what I have, and I try to share it with other people. Go out and enjoy life. Honestly, I think, really, I find more golf balls when I'm out playing golf. Mm-hmm. And you know what I do with them?
What?
I give them to the people that I play with, other people. Because I have one golf ball over there that I've played, I picked it up today, and I've played over 70 some odd holes with that one ball, and it's still in good shape. It's an autograph ball. It's a Titleist. It was given to them for Christmas present. This customer used to give them a dozen. I can play one till I beat the paint off of it. I don't know how many I've ever had my name on. The only thing wrong with it is you have a white paint on. They're hard to find if you hit them, and even in the family. And I do love to play with a nice new ball.
Does it hit better?
I think so, but really it doesn't.
Carry further? Oh.
That just looks better and gives you a little incentive, extra incentive. Look, gets the adrenaline stopped. The adrenaline starts flowing a little better.
I lose that kind all the time.